What's up, Monica?
Oh, I'm here. Hey, let me know if this headset works. Okay, hold on. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Normally it's loud and I don't want to wake up the kids, so I put my Xbox headset on. Yeah. Matthew, he's getting his charger.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Not killing my husband's boss.
Right.
He didn't go on lunch at all today, and I didn't pack him a lunch because he was supposed to come home. And he was at home because his boss is a dick.
Really? It's not allowed to do that unless he's working late. I mean,
he's not going to be there much longer. He already wants to start looking for another job. I told him to wait till at least January for the whole like pay stubs, just like finish off the rest of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Yo.
So,
can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah, I can hear.
Cool, because I have my AirPods on right now. So,
yeah, I think all of us do. Anthony,
I have my Xbox headset on.
Oh, cool. All right, because I'm rolling a blunt now, so you can.
That you already did that.
No, I was playing Fallout because I haven't really played that new Fallout 76 that I got.
I want to. So bad next month, like that is my goal.
Just get honestly, don't think it's gonna be like any other Fallout game. It's like totally different.
That's okay. I have no life. I need something to do. Something to
learn.
It's
pretty cool though. It's all right.
Yeah. Is it still considered an RPG game?
Kind of like. Yeah. It's not like the same story mode like they used to have. They'll have like objectives for you to do, but you can roll around with friends or run into random people and shit.
Go to bed. No one told you to get your ass up. Go.
Let's get on the podcast. Keep doing it.
He heard me say my Xbox headset, so he came rushing to see if I was on the Xbox.
You were just like, the internet's on.
That's probably something in the sky, then. Who cares? Go to bed. Go
to bed. So what's up, guys?
Not much. Just working life, man.
That runs as fast as he can because he hears the Xbox headset, but he was playing dumb like he didn't know how to brush his teeth. I'm like, dude, you're 9. 3.5 more years, you're a teenager. Brush your freaking teeth.
Crazy shit.
Yeah. Well, it'd be like, I think, was it this week? Did I tell you guys that Emily had surgery on her teeth?
No.
Yeah. No. So they ended up, Emily's already bad enough that she doesn't like to open her mouth all the way with the dentist and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they ended up saying, you know what, we're going to have to do like under general anesthesia. So I was like, man, that sucks, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we ended up going, I think, I don't know if it was this week or last week. I think it was last week.
Was it all the cavity filling or what?
They did a cavity filling. Well, they did the caps, the silver capping.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a silver cap placed,
she likes sugar and she doesn't like food and then getting kids to brush their teeth nowadays.
I know. She had 11 placed.
How many?
11 of them.
I actually got to make a dentist appointment for Aaron with all this moving and stuff. He hasn't been a dentist in quite a while.
Ridiculous. We got to a point where I was like, God, we're going to have to start brushing her teeth and shit.
Was she in pain or no?
No, she was okay. I guess when the anesthesia started wearing off at night, she started saying that her teeth started hurting. So we gave her Tylenol. She's been okay after that.
That's good. I can't wait to say about Aaron.
I don't know if you ever thought, like, nowadays these kids are like kind of self-conscious. Have you noticed that?
What do you mean?
like my Emily, like Emily's all like, Dad, I'm afraid they're gonna make fun of me because of my teeth. I'm like, fuck them. Give the fuck.
It's punch them in your face. Like, business coming back again. Some kids are just
right. I mean, who cares? Like, I guess like she's like the most popular thing in fucking school or something. But you know, I'm like, I bully my son
so that you know bullies can't hurt his feelings. He's used to it.
Exactly.
The other day.
Right, we can roast meat together.
He's been charging his phone to play games on it. And I was bored playing with my little markers. And I decided to write "You're ugly" on it. And I got his phone. I took a picture of it and made it his background. He's like, oh, that's not funny.
Yeah.
Good, babe.
Yeah. So anything else happened? It's been okay and everything. Papa went over. Right.
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And Matt is leaving tomorrow as well. I was invited, but I said no, I can't make that trip twice.
Oh, yeah.
Have you gone to Papa's yet to get the formula?
To be honest, no, I haven't.
You guys keep buying it? There's 12 freaking cans for you.
I know. Well, no, we haven't really bought it. Like, I mean, I haven't had time. We've been really busy at work and stuff like that. And by the time I get off of work, I totally pass this house.
It happened. No, I'm going up to Matthew's. We haven't decided if we're leaving Sunday night or early Monday morning. We're still debating.
For when?
Oh, just go hang out with Matt.
Oh, okay.
I'll be picking up on Saturday when I go to Cruces. I'm picking up the gifts my dad bought for the girls and for them, and the gift grandma bought for the girls. You guys got presents coming, Matt. I just called everyone, hey, gonna go see Matthew on Monday. So if you guys want me to take the girls' gifts, let me know. And everyone's like, okay, we're gonna go buy it now.
Oh, yeah.
They were gonna send them money, and I was like, oh, well, if you want to buy a gift, I can take it. And then they're just like, grandma's
you're
off.
Just cutting out now a lot, Monica.
Is it?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the headset or the internet.
I think it's just the internet now. Like you come in and then you get far, come in, far, come in, far.
I'm sorry, guys. It's my phone. I swear it's my phone.
All right, guys. So the blunt is lit. So what's going on today?
Let Monica fix her shit before we start getting into it and stuff. But there's one thing I wanted to kind of bring up. So I think Texas teachers are assholes.
Why?
I think all teachers are.
I'm gonna fucking rant right now about it. So Erica told me that apparently she went to go pick up Emily from school, right? And she noticed that there's a bunch of kids with Christmas presents, right? And so I was kind of like, oh, that's cool and everything. And so I was like, Erica tells me Emily didn't get one. And I was like, why? I'm like, what the fuck? That's not cool. So she ended up telling me because she was afraid of the Santa Claus. That's why she didn't get one. And I'm like, okay, I understand. But, like, the teacher didn't say, oh, you know what? She's afraid. Let's go ahead and just get her one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck,
well, why is she afraid of Santa? I thought she likes Santa.
No, she doesn't. I don't know. She's like scared of somebody in a costume.
It's just a random person if you think about it. That's how she probably looked at it.
Oh, and no.
I didn't bother. Like, what kind of kids? I know that when I was in care, there was a couple kids that didn't want to get near Santa, but I still made sure they got their gift.
Exactly. See what I mean? Like, and let me tell you, okay, so Emily's not shy for shit. You guys know that. She's not shy. She'll tell a waitress off. She'll be like, yeah, no, seriously, like, we'll go to a restaurant, and she's all like, she'll run out of something to drink, or she says, oh, you forgot something. She'll be like, ma'am, excuse me, I need a refill. Like, with attitude, man, with sass. Like, it's no joke. So I was kind of like, oh, man, I was kind of hurt about that. And then Erica was all pissed off today. She was kind of like hurt, Erica, too. So apparently they had a book exchange, right? And I'll send you guys a picture of the book that we got. So the book exchange was done today, and so we had to go to – we went to Sam's last night, and we bought a book. It was like a $10 Disney book. Like, it had all the books of, like, Pocahontas and, like, Lady and the Tramp and all that, you know, in one big old book. It was a really nice book, and it was like $10, $11. Well, Emily gets this – 7-page little book.
You know, Dollar Tree special.
Exactly. That's a dollar, and shit. And Erica's all pissed off. Like, I can't believe we spent $10 on a fucking book, and she gets a dollar one. I'm not even mad.
I would be livid, bro. Fuck that.
That's that's pretty fucked up.
And yeah, I mean, I kind of think about it too, but you know. At the same time, I mean, I can tell Erica, and you know, we're fortunate enough to buy it. You know what I mean? Not a lot of kids, and that's why I was like, oh, I'm not mad. At least they tried to buy a book. You know what I mean? Like, there's no kids. Yeah, and then my mother-in-law is all like, yeah, that's Anthony for you. I was like, yeah,
next time to be a little cheaper about it. Yeah, I mean, for my son, before Ralph got a second job. He wanted us to go to his Thanksgiving dinner because we missed last year's because no one sent home a letter saying when it was. He comes home upset because he was the only kid that had no parents show up. So this year, I made sure to go. I freaking went and I paid with quarters, dimes, and nickels. I was like, here's your money.
And I showed up.
I told the lady, I'm like, I swear it's a $10. And she was like, I will believe you. I mean, I could have ripped them off, but I didn't. But it was just funny because she wasn't expecting a handful of change.
Oh. Hey, Matthew, have you gone to the girls' Thanksgiving luncheon thing? Is Matthew even still on? Do you smoke a flat joint?
I got a message from Matt saying, oh, off topic.
I think Matthew's choking.
Probably. Matt, you're on mute. He's really good at that. He'll mute his mic to say something or cough or something, and then he forgets, and he's all, why is no one listening to me? Why is no one talking? He's like,
I got off.
His phone may have died. He's really bad at charging his phone, too.
So now you sound clearer. I think what you need to...
I have to not move my phone and then hope it doesn't lose service. Because sometimes around this time, I will get service for a good, I'm not kidding you, 30-ish minutes. But I can't move my phone. That's why I'm doing the headset. That way I don't have to move my phone.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, so like I said, I'll be seeing Matthew on Monday. So if you want to get the girls gifts, I can pick them up on Saturday. You can either meet me somewhere, leave them at grandma's, or leave them at my dad's house.
Oh.
Papa will be home. I mean, if you leave them at Papa's, you know where his spare key is. Just let me know. If you want to. If you can't, you can't.
Right. Well, I'm going to talk to Erica. Erica works this weekend. I wish she didn't work this weekend, but... She does.
How would that work? Matthew wrote, I think. Did you send another one?
Yeah, I just sent them another one.
My headphones died, and then for some reason, you guys weren't able to hear me. There's not a mute option on here.
No.
Oh, no. No, there's not.
Yeah, so that was weird. I'm trying to find my chargers for my AirPods. I don't even know where I left them.
I can tell you.
So
somewhere away from the kids and the dogs.
So Monica went to Aaron's Thanksgiving luncheon. Matthew, did you go?
Hold on, sorry, Elena's. You gotta go. Sorry, hold on.
Yeah. Around this time, the kids are falling asleep. Hopefully. My daughter was tired. She didn't get a full second nap. So she has been like.
All right, my bad, guys. Yeah, always bugs. Monica knows how that is.
She needs Matthew to cover her. She's thirsty every 2 seconds.
For real, she becomes handicapped when I come around. She forgets how to get on the toilet. That's what she wanted help with right now.
No. Matthew will go and cover her. Go sit down, put his headset on, and she's right back at the door. Dad, cover me. And he's just like, I freaking covered you like 18 times. Like,
and my dumb ass gets up for it for the 19th time. But if you think about it, like, it's hard on me now, but imagine how hard I'm going to make it for all the future guys that she may be with. Like her husband.
That's
going to be difficult.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
My daughter right now, I have to cover her. Like, she won't drink her juice until I cover her. So I'll cover her and she goes to bed. Like, she doesn't throw off the blanket and yell at me. At least not yet.
So we're talking about Thanksgiving thingy.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew, did you go? Do your kids have that thing?
Yeah, I went.
So both of them?
They only had one. It was for Leah and Aubrey, but they let us pull up one of them early for lunch so we can all have dinner or lunch
together. Okay.
Yeah, they do that at some schools now. It makes it easier.
Yeah. So let me tell you guys my story on what happened on Emily's luncheon thing Thanksgiving. Okay. Right? What happened?
Elena wanted to say hi, guys. Sorry.
Hi, Elena.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Papu.
That's not Papu.
I don't sound like
him. That's your tío Lorenzo.
Gordo. You can be Gordo.
Whatever. Which one you want?
Whatever.
You want to go in your new room or in there?
Yeah.
So I ended up, so Emily had that luncheon thing, right? And I was at work in cruises, so I had to rush all the way over here to get her and take her. So I get there, me and Emily get there, and then I had to buy my tickets, so I didn't know where to buy them. So I asked I thought it was a teacher. And she's like, yeah, the tickets are right there. So I go ahead and get my ticket and everything. I get my lunch. And rather than serving it in a tray, they served it in a to-go container. So we went to go find a seat and everything, and Emily was wanting nothing to eat. She was like, I'm not hungry, Dad, because she's like a picky eater and stuff.
Yeah.
So then that happened, and not even like 10 minutes passed, and she's like, Dad, I want to go back to class. And I was like, you know, it's already that time. I was like, oh, whatever. So I take the and I was like, hey, you know, she's done with lunch, but she wants to go back to class. And she's all, yeah, okay. And she grabs her and takes her, like, right away. And I'm like, I didn't even get a chance to say bye or anything, right? So I was in front of the cafeteria, and as soon as I start taking off the car, right, I see Emily's class, like, her little friends on the other side of the building and their parents, and I'm like, did I just take her too early? Or I don't know. Like, I kind of freaked out. So that was going in the back of my mind. Plus, I'm over here thinking about the principal taking Emily to her class. And I'm like, I wonder if she knows what class to go to and stuff like that. You know, like, I think, I'm thinking, there's like 10 Ms. Garcias. You know what I mean? Because it's all populated with nothing but fucking Mexicans, you know what I mean? So, how many Garcias are there, you know what I mean? Like, fuck, man. So, I go, and I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about Emily, and I'm like, holy shit, and I fucking fell. Dude, honestly, I don't know how the fuck I fell. I just fucking fell on my knee. So, it was fucking funny, because I had a plate of food in my hand, and I had the drink in the other hand. I did this slow motion shit where I'm falling and I put the drink down and I catch myself. It was fucked up. And then all of a sudden, yeah, I know, right? It was like, holy shit. And I scraped my knee bad as still like tennis great till today. But it was more embarrassing because this one girl was running and she wasn't even running towards me. And she asked me, hey, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I don't know how I fell. So I'm checking my ankles to see if I twisted my ankle because, you know, when you twist your ankle, it kind of hurts. Nothing. I, to this day, I fell. It was messed up. So I was like, damn, that sucks. That was my eventful event with Emily at her damn school.
People check if they got scrapes and bruises. Gordo checks his bones to make sure they're not broken or twisted.
Yeah. I didn't make sure. I'm like, fuck
it.
So my internet, I can feel it fading. So sorry, guys. If it kicks me out, I'll just be back on.
Right. You gotta get your Wi-Fi.
So yeah, like every time I go to Walmart, though, someone always following me. That shit's funny. Like, you know how their loss prevention are all lost? Oh yeah, I do. but it got to the point to where they actually just have like an act, because like over here they have like actual security guard companies guarding the place and shit. So they actually have these guys follow, like sometimes just following me around. And it started with this big guy. It was like a pretty big guy in his uniform and shit. And he's just kicking it right there, just at the end of the aisle, just walking back and forth. I'm like, what the fuck? So I just walked to another end of, like, and this motherfucker's right there, too. So I walk up to him. I was like, what's going on, bro?
But come on, dude. Do you honestly blame them?
Dude, they act like I don't go in there. And, like, I understand, like, once in a while, like, the first couple times. But if you go in there and you follow me each and every time, like, I go in there every day or every other day, and I drop, like, a fucking stack on your ass, why the fuck you gonna follow me around again? Like, you know I didn't do it the first time or the second time, but they're like, the 12th time, we'll get them.
He's gonna slip up.
He's gonna slip. You know it.
Right? I don't know. Maybe they think I'm gonna blow up the place or something. I don't
know. Fucking shit.
No, at Walmart, you know how they check your receipt on your way out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I handed the lady my receipt and she's holding it, and I have groceries and a box of diapers. And she goes, well, did you pay for the diapers? I'm like, you got my receipt. Like, open your freaking eyes, do your job. Like, it's on there. It's like the most expensive thing I bought besides the dog food. Like,
and if you didn't, what the fuck are you gonna do?
If you don't find it on the receipt, that's one thing. But at least look at the receipt before questioning me.
I want to be rich enough. You know me. Not I'm a stop little person. Place.
Yeah.
Fuck that place.
You guys are over here worried about theft and shit like that. At Walmart, and I'm over here.
They didn't check their employees, though. Did you hear about the guy that walked in dressed like an employee? He walked out with, like, pinatas and freaking TVs and stuff.
People actually sell those fucking vests. Because if a Walmart employee quits and they don't return their shit, that's just a vest that's sitting around.
Yeah.
So you can go in and out with the fucking TV and shit.
Go to Party City.
What was that?
I said I was sitting forward too long. That hurts.
Oof. You said you have 2 more weeks to find out the gender?
Yeah, that's what my appointment is.
Are you going to find out and let us know, or are you just going to, like, do a gender reveal thing?
Yeah, you should burn down half the forest. A forest.
Oh, that's what Matthew needs to do for me. Like, he's got to beat the other guy because it was a girl's brother. So, you know, Matthew needs to.
We could get more acres than him.
um, I'm thinking I'm going to find out. And then the day before, I'm going to hard boil eggs and dye them, except for two. And then the raw one will be the gender. And then I'm going to have Aaron crack them on his head.
Oh.
Because like, he's going to be there, but I'm going to have him not in the room, I guess you could say. So that he doesn't know if he's getting a brother or a sister.
Oh.
So when he cracks it on his head, it'll just be random.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then hard-boiled eggs. I got to peel them afterwards and make potato or egg salad. Can't waste food.
No, right? Not right now.
That's us. Like, you should have him and Ralph do like a Russian roulette on it.
There you go.
I was thinking something like that. I'm not too sure. I was thinking that or getting a balloon and filling it with paint. And having Aaron pop it over his head.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, but then I have to, you know, clean that mess.
That's why I was like, paint?
Yeah, paint. Just get, like, the paint that won't burn and destroy the eyeballs.
That's not fun.
I don't know yet.
Right, you'll have a better video with the regular paint.
Yeah,
it'll go viral. It's a boy, so like, it's not gonna be a surprise if it's blue, right?
Guys, honestly, we just need to find a way to go viral, guys.
Right.
You know these like we out here busting our asses, bro. I swear to God, this shit pisses me off. We over here busting our shit. Trying to make like our first come up and shit, and then like you have this guy who fucking just gets arrested and has a funny looking neck, and now this fool's coming up, bro.
Or the video that I think Gordo shared, some guy freaking breaking spaghetti noodles on his head.
Oh, yeah.
His head on it, and he went viral.
Yeah.
And then there's a girl that likes to push her face into bread, and she went viral. Like,
it's a fetish. It's a fetish. That's all it is. It's all a fetish. I'm gonna stuff my face in cake if I can go viral. That'd be pretty cool.
What weird fetishes do you guys have that's appropriate to go viral on?
Stuffing my face with cake? Or having somebody feed me cake?
Ah, hold on.
All right, guys, I'm back.
Okay. I had to make sure Matthew's children make a noise, not mine. Oh my God, Gordo, that's how we can go viral. Huh. We need to get the video camera, and we actually got our phones. And we need to record you smushing your head, like your face, into cake.
Dude, yeah. I swear we're fucking getting old or something because you just said video camera. Like, we didn't have no fucking video phones.
Right? Sorry, guys. Without internet, I've been ancient. Okay. I've had to resort back to DVDs. Okay. I'm about to break out my VCR.
But for real, like nowadays, that's where it's at. Is it's not about like the education anymore. It's about like pretty much popularity because ain't. Like, you're seeing all these fucking little kids and retards coming up over dumb shit. And then they stop doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
You think about it. Right when they come up, they got eyes on them, bro. And that's it. Exactly. And they start coming up. They start building a business. They start doing shit. And then they make $1 million within a few months.
Yeah. Because all the stupidity makes them go viral and shit like that, so...
Yep.
I mean, I guess it is what it is. You know, unfortunately, we all have to work a little harder than one another.
Hold on. Can you guys hear me? Am I fading out?
No, you're good right now.
Okay. So my son's teacher let me know the other day that her whole class is struggling with subtraction because they're going back to the old school way, not the new school. because apparently there's a different way of doing subtraction that is was, I guess, better. But now they're doing the, you know how we did it where you put the number, like you stack the numbers and then you have to borrow from the next one to subtract.
Right.
That's subtraction. Apparently they had a new way of doing it that the kids knew how to do and they're struggling with the other way, our way. So I had to actually teach my son how to do subtraction.
Right. Like, I don't know. I know this one.
Right.
Yeah, I got like, this one.
You don't feel, yeah, apparently there was a way of lining out the numbers where you could subtract it that way or something. I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea how it was done. And like, I was like,
sorry, what was that?
Wait, what?
Go for it. Sorry.
I was gonna say, it's just confusing because I didn't know there was another way of subtraction. I know with algebra and multiplication, that's when shit changes, but subtraction?
What? I'll send you a picture of fucking Leah's homework. Me and Carlene couldn't I can't figure it out till this day.
Oh my god. Send it to me. I want to figure it out. Where's my whiteboard? I'm gonna get my whiteboard. Hold on.
For real. And like, we had to ask Leah's teacher. And Leah's teacher's like, everybody gets so confused on it. Because they ask for doubles. They're like, oh, like they ask for like something on doubles. Like they give you a number. So it's like 6 plus this number. And but it'll be like 6 plus 1. But it's not 6 plus 1. It's 6 plus a double of something that doesn't have to do with 1. So I'm like, what?
What?
Oh my god, hold on, let me go get my whiteboard, hold it.
So, like, I can't even sit here and help my daughter with her homework because I'm stupid. Because, like, all this shit, they're like, you guys are going to use this in the future. No, you're not. You guys are just going to change it next generation.
Yeah. I mean, god,
right. I don't even see you. Like, okay. Just find your homework.
No, actually, to be honest, school wanted to do a science project. Like, I mean, they don't have to participate, but they can do one if they want to and, like, present it at the fair, like, the science fair and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And then they gave us, like, a guide on which one she should be able to do and stuff like that. I was like, dude, this is, like, high school shit, you know what I mean? I'm like, I have no idea what to do.
Well, I don't have like a page that like explains how to do it because that shit
can
help me too. But this shit is stupid.
Dude, like the kids nowadays, that's why they're falling behind and struggling is that they're pushing like, you know, what we did in fifth grade, that's what they're doing in third grade. What we did in sixth grade, they're doing in fourth grade.
But then they have a No Child Left Behind program and shit.
Yeah. If a kid can't do it, they automatically think they're retarded and want to put them in special ed. It's like, dude, I'm retarded because I don't get it either.
Well, okay, I'm going to send it in the group chat.
Oh, God, I got to see what this if the picture loads.
Right, it's probably gonna drop you the call. I called it a call. Whatever this is, a podcast. Yeah. Did you hear that? Yeah. What's that guy's name? He's a basketball player. Last name Curry.
Yeah, Stephen Curry.
Yeah, that fool. He has like a podcast. He was all mentioning that he thought the moon landing was fake. So NASA invited him over, like, to show him all the evidence that it was real and shit.
Wow. Wow. You know, and then, I don't know.
Oh my god, I actually get it.
Do you really? How do you?
Okay. It's because you have to draw a line to the sixth one, the first, well, actually, let's go to the last one that says 4 + 6. It would be double plus 2 because the answer
5 + 5?
Is like because you do like the 4, 4 + 4 = 8, + 2 = 10. So the answer is technically double plus 2.
I think the 1 plus 9 would be count on.
Why 1 plus 9 be count on?
Because you have to keep counting past one.
Huh.
She's in first grade, guys.
But like, I get it. But I get why first graders have issues with that. Like,
unfortunately. Submission.
Like, I had to, like, honestly, I might be stupid. I know numbers. On, like, I could one, count one to a million.
Oh, yeah. But, like,
but
see, I get that, but it. I don't see how it's first grade. Like, first grade, you're supposed to be learning what, you know, 9 plus 2 is, and then you put the answer, and then good job.
Right? Like, hey, give me a high
five.
Right. For effort.
Yeah. I'm over here like, oh, I get it, but yeah, here I am. Almost.
Yeah
you gotta shit. Come teach us.
I'll be there Monday. Or do you want me to slightly explain it to you over a message? Or in pictures. I can send it to you in pictures.
All right, guys, let's get into topic. You guys ready?
We are doing a topic right now. It's school and
homework. It's fucked up homework.
Smart and dumb. Yes, that's fucked up homework. Anyways.
All right. What's next topic?
Emily, well, anyways, I don't know if you guys ever heard on the news about this little girl that got kicked off the bus. Her dad recorded her walking 5 miles to school because she was bullying the kid.
I thought it was only like 3 miles. Was it 5?
I think it was like, I don't know. I don't remember exactly.
It was 5 miles. That shit's still a lot.
She still walked. You know what I mean? Because I guess it was punishment for her. Because it wasn't her first offense. It was her second offense.
Well, right. Sometimes kids, you gotta, I mean, it's walking. Not like he made her like.
Oh, I know what you were talking about now.
What?
I said I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, but.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, your guys' opinion, exactly. You know how it is nowadays that everybody thinks that it's fucking child abuse, that it shouldn't have been allowed, that the dad should. Actually, you know, I put 5 miles. It's 5 miles. But, yeah, something like that. Well, anyways, and a lot of parents are, like, really outraged about it and everything. To my opinion, bullying is like the biggest thing that's going on nowadays. You know,
did you hear about the 9-year-old that killed herself the other day?
Yeah.
Like last week? Because of bullying?
Exactly.
Like, honestly, if a 5-mile walk doesn't do it for some kid and they continue, like, that is the only, I would do that.
It teaches them discipline.
It does. Exactly. It's better than beating your child. That's actual abuse.
Yeah. So, I mean, teachers are a fucking lesson, too, because it's like, hey, you know, you fucked up. You know what you get to do today? You get to fucking walk. Use your two fucking feet that God gave you and walk, motherfucker, you know?
Well, because, like, nowadays, anything you do to your kid is abuse, like, anything.
I mean, honestly, like, I mean, how far have we ever had to walk, you know, to school or to a bus stop? I know I had to walk.
I had to walk a pretty good amount to a bus stop.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
That was my own fault. That's another topic. I got kicked off of 2 buses.
I missed my bus. And I couldn't get to school because I had no ride. My parents were at work. Like, nobody was home. So I walked when I lived on Central. I walked all the way to fucking Camino.
So yeah,
wasn't that me, you, Ruben, and Terry?
I know it was me and Terry. If you guys were with us, I do not recall.
But I remember walking all the way to Camino.
It was not
pretty far.
I forgot to bring water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty far.
Yeah,
it is, bro. Like, I think about it now. Like, I used to walk some long distances in cruises. Like, I used to walk just across, like, from, like, there all the way across the city and shit. For real, like, I was all over that city, bro. I didn't even take the bus. I just walked.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
So, back to the topic and everything. One lady I was remembering when I read her post and everything, she thought that it was the most cruel thing that the dad can do, stuff like that, that it wasn't fair for her. He should have talked to her first about the situation. But I mean, think about it. If it was our kids, you know what I mean? What would we have done if our kids are bullying somebody, you know?
No, that's bullshit, because that was her second time doing it. That means the first time he probably did have a sit down with her, but people are going to jump to conclusions. Like, you know, the first time, I'll give you a warning, but the second time he took action, and that's what they're not seeing or understanding. Oh, give her a warning. Dude, that was warning one. Like, two is too much, and three is just, if you let them go on that many times, you're just teaching them these whole fronts, because you continue to be those mean girls in school.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Aaron has a couple of mean girls in his class that are just like, and the teachers have been getting on them. But I told Aaron, I was like, they scratch you again or they hit you, I'm like, I know they're girls, but you're gonna have to hit them back for them to realize that you can't be like, you're not gonna put up with it.
Push them down. That's it. Push them.
I was like, push them. I was like, get your marker, throw it at them. I don't care. Just let them know that you can't be bullied, because Aaron's a big old softy, dude. The girl made him cry by taking his freaking coloring pencils away.
Ralph needs to go and teach his ass to fight, for real. Ralph needs to go out to the backyard just start. That's what I started doing with Aubrey, because they were like kind of picking on her at school, and I'm teaching her to fucking get it. And she can throw it. She had, like, fucking her and Leah got into it, and she sucked Leah in the eye pretty good. I was a little proud, but
a proud dad. Yeah, fuck your sister up.
Next time.
There's a party going on inside.
Matthew's a Royal Rumble.
Elena gets it. Monica probably seen her, but she's starting to throw punches now.
Oof.
She's always throwing like little hits, but I'm pretty sure she's gotten
throwing
bigger.
Like straight punches.
They always tell you, don't teach your kids to hit back when it comes to bullies. Well, how the fuck are bullies gonna learn?
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Like, they're gonna think, oh, they're buff. Like, they're gonna meet their match. Remember that kid? That video when it came out like 4 or 5 years ago, this little stick figure dude was picking on this big fat boy for months, and he finally got mad and like body slammed him and his ankle hit the wall.
I remember that.
And they were just like, well, that wasn't fair. Like, he was little. Like, dude, he was the bully.
Oh, fuck that little kid. He's lucky that's all he got.
Exactly. Or not blown up, you know what I mean? Like, these other little kids were good. They get bullied for so long, you know what I mean? They turn into little demons and decide to shoot up a school.
Right.
Unfortunately, you know? But yeah, like, Emily, too, like, I've asked her, it's like, hey, do you have anybody that makes fun of you? She's like, no. I think because they're all afraid of her. she's a big girl, you know what I mean? But I'm telling you, one day we were, like, playing around, like, we were, like, hitting each other, like, punching each other. Mm-hmm. Dude socked me so good one time in the face. Like, I saw stars. I literally saw stars. I haven't been punched like that since high school, dude. I was like,
Aaron has a good hit, too. Like, when I'm not pregnant, he and I wrestle, like, and this boy, he can take a hit because I hit him hard. Like, not like try to abuse him or anything, but I want him to, if he ever gets hit, to be able to get back up from it. And, like, so his arms, chest, and back, and his stomach, they can take a hit.
It sounds like child abuse.
We wrestle. I mean, he gets me good too. That's why I can't wrestle when I'm pregnant, because I'll get kicked or, like, something in the stomach, and no, like, he's a boy, so I'm not gonna be like, oh, let's wrestle like girls. Like, I grew up with white cousins. You gotta learn.
I don't know. I think it's fucked up nowadays that bullying is a big old topic nowadays. You know, a lot of people talk about it, but there's not enough solution to it. You know what I mean? Because it's going to happen everywhere. You know what I mean? I mean, in our lifetime, we've all been bullied once, twice, maybe. But we got over it. You know what I mean? Or we ended up kicking our bully's ass.
Something. Honestly, like, I think it's happened to me about once.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I've been just getting it. Fuck that. That's why I was a badass kid, because fuck those other bitches, fucking kids. Fuck them.
For real. Oh, that's another thing. Oh, my God. With this whole bullying thing going on. Like, I can tell you, my son gets picked on by girls because, you know, he grew up with girl nieces, and I told him not to be hitting or anything because I don't want him hitting his cousins. Those aren't his cousins. So, like, he thinks when it comes to girls, like, he can't do anything because that whole, well, he's a boy, he shouldn't be hitting girls comes into play. Like, that's when I think it's retarded that, you know, girls, a lot of them are complaining that they want equal rights and they want to be treated like boys. But when it comes to the girls being the bullies to a boy, it's okay.
It's okay, yeah. It's the same thing like domestic violence too, you know what I mean? Like, if a guy would hit a girl, that's a bad thing, you know what I mean? Like, oh, fuck, let's put this guy in fucking prison and throw the key away. But if a woman hits a man, you know what I mean? It's okay. She defended herself and shit like that. What happened to equal rights? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, we want equal rights, then we need to also accept all of it, not just part of it.
Hey, it's like
pop. And then you have those people that are both genders. So, like, do you hit him or do you not hit him? And we get in trouble for hitting a he, she.
It's like Papa told us before, you know what I mean? If she's going to hit like a man, she sure as hell is going to get punched like a fucking man. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. I tell Aaron that.
Look, I was like, yeah, the fucking wise words that this guy told us.
His other famous saying, I love his other saying, is there's no such thing as an ugly woman, but I've seen some that come pretty damn close.
Hey, but also, you know, talking back, I mean, going back with Aaron and the little girls and stuff like that, you know, sometimes I don't know if you guys remember, like, you like the girl whenever you're younger, or you like the boy, and you're like, you kind of tease them, and, you know, kind of do things like pull their hair just to grab their attention. Maybe they like Aaron.
See, I tell him that, but at the same time, like, if they chase you or they give you like a little nudge or something, that's fine. But if they throw a rock at you, like, no.
Now, that's love, like, for real. Imagine, because at the end of the day, whenever you're married, like, you'll get the shit thrown at you.
Did you throw a rock at Erica?
I wanted to.
Like, I tell him, like, if they, like, continue to take your stuff, like, that's kind of normal, kids take things. But like I said, they were scratching him, and then a couple years ago, he had a girl kick him in the nuts twice. He came home with a stomach ache because he was kicked that hard. I was like, dude, you need to punch her or push her down. Like, at the time, I think he was 7, I was like, if you're getting kicked that hard at this age, like, I do want grandkids, don't get hit.
Tell him.
I called the school. Pissed.
You can do the same thing to a girl. It hurts as much as fucking being kicked in the balls, you know what I mean?
Oh, I told him that.
Like,
I mean, it would be pretty fucked up and funny, you know, this little boy kicking a little girl in her fucking vagina and shit.
No, at some point, I would start confronting the parents.
Yeah, I mean,
I would tell the parents, like, you need to fix it or we're gonna end up getting it ourselves.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I told the teachers that, like, and I told the nurse and I told the principal, I'm like, if they hit my son or scratch him again, tell the parents, I'm going to talk to them, and I'm seriously going to let them know, like, hey, my kid's going to hit your little girl right back. I don't give a shit if she's a girl, she wants to hit me, my son. Payback. Like, so there hasn't been anything since then besides them taking his coloring pencils a couple times. But other than that, I don't think they want to confront an angry mom.
think that's, I don't know. I really wish her. It's not like it was before. Everybody's all fucking bullying is like the biggest topic nowadays.
Honestly, it's honestly gotten worse just since the internet.
You know what?
It's because it's recorded.
Just kidding. And it's social media too, unfortunately. Because not only do you not, I mean, you expect to come home and be safe, you know what I mean? But now social media pretty much throws it out the window with it, because it's like, hey, there's more bullying. People are posting about what happened and they're picking on you and shit like that.
Yeah, the internet's savage, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking nice. And not only that, you know, a fucking 9-year-old, like, going back to this 9-year-old that committed suicide, how in the fuck did this little girl know to do what she did to kill herself? You know what I mean?
At that age, like, I don't know. I remember at the age of 9, we were playing with mud and playing hide and seek and going out shooting with Papa. Like,
yeah, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't fucking know anything, like, to fucking hang ourselves or to fucking swallow like 30,000 fucking pills to die. You know what I mean? I don't know. Right? I feel like
it's the internet and stuff, like the random videos kids watch. I'm pretty sure, like, I don't know, before they had the kid block on it.
Yeah.
Like, random videos would, like, pop up. And then the news, like, everyone watches and listens to the news at some point.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Like, we grew up watching the news. Papa would watch Channel 9 News at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Right before recess came on.
To my opinion, I don't know. This is ridiculous. Are kids going to be, like, sometimes I worry about Emily and stuff like that, because she's so advanced. Like, her language, her way of speaking and being flaunt about herself and stuff like that, and her self-esteem, like, pretty good. Like, she doesn't care. She knows that she's a little big, you know what I mean? But she knows that she's pretty, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was telling her that she's pretty and stuff like that, but I'm afraid to her point where, you know, where she's going to hit that point where she's going to be like, Dad, you know, I'm worried about this, or not speak to us in any way, you know what I mean, to tell us, hey, I'm getting bullied or anything like that. Because, you know, our kids also learn from us that, hey, don't say anything, you know, and they tell them, tell me anything, what's going on, are you all right, are you fine, how's school? One day we even talked about it, we're like, hey, is there anybody that's picking on you or anything? She's like, no. And I was like, are you sure? You can tell me. But, you know, she's like, no, Dad, I'm fine. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, I got you, baby. Just tell me. Yeah, but
the one way to find out is ask if she has any nicknames at school.
Yeah. And so that's
what I'm worried. She's like, oh, yeah, they call me this. Be like, oh, hell no, they do, or hell no, they don't.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm more worried about. Like, I'm not worried about her, like, taking bad jokes or anything like that. I'm more worried about everything else that goes on and stuff like that. And we even got to a point where we started blocking YouTube, and she only can watch the kids' YouTube. Like, she's no longer allowed to do the regular YouTube, because that shit shows way too much a kid should know, you know what I mean?
I know, Dr. Phil doesn't help. I watch a lot of Dr. Phil lately.
So, it's pretty messed up. Life sucks at this point. I mean, our generation was awesome, you know what I mean? It was just like, we were
playing and having fun.
But these kids' generations, they're fucked, man.
They see their parents on social media. They see their parents doing all this other shit. Whenever we didn't see our parents doing shit, like, we only had outside, and we didn't have the internet. We didn't have all that, so we just were outside exploring, dude. We're just like, what is this, dude?
Yeah.
We were catching scorpions just because we could. We were getting horny toads. Like, we were ballsy, man.
Yeah, like, I know.
Burn down the desert or burn down part of it.
Yeah.
How big, like, do you all remember how big it got?
I cannot tell you exactly, like, you know, like, this many feet, but it was, like, pretty much, like, the whole front that you can see from Papu's porch, like,
guys, that, like, radius. That shit trips me out. Like, we could have fucking just killed a bunch of people.
Cool, Eduardo and I were like, we'll go get water.
I know, we were trying to go get water and everything. Fucking, by the time we got there, it was like maybe a gallon.
Guys, we could have like started like a huge like fire, like a wildfire that was like crazy. It went down in history. But
Papo didn't even get mad at first. He was like, he grabbed shovels. He's all, throw dirt on it. We're like, dirt.
God, but like, we stopped the wildfire with dirt.
Too bad we didn't have social media back then.
Dude, we would have went so viral. Oh, shit.
It said desert on fire.
And rolling the matches, man.
Said desert on fire plus the Sunny Lane trailer park.
Right. Set it on fire and then saved lives.
Right. You know, that whole time everything was going on, like, did anyone ever look up to see if neighbors were watching burn out the fire?
Like, did no one call the cops? Like, there's no fire trucks, no cops. I was expecting to see, like, some fire trucks or whatever, because, like, I was a kid, so I thought, like, that shit just happened.
Like, if they just match it.
They just
what
know,
would we have like, done if Papa just... was not home, man?
Papa let it burn.
How did he end up finding out? We told him, huh?
Yeah, because
he
saw
us take his trash can and fill it with water.
See, that part was a blank to me, see? Like, that shit just put, like, the pieces to the puzzle together.
Why are you guys going with the trash can? And then he looked up and he saw it.
Oh, shoot. Like, that could have been everybody's trailer there.
Oh my god, we're stupid.
Like, if we would have put in a lot of immigrants out of out of a house.
That's why no one called the police. That explains because that side.
Remember when Diana brought freaking the border patrol there? There's usually people outside all the time when you go over there, like little kids or whatever. There was no one there
because
remember that she brought all the border patrol for the Secret Santa stuff or like. They when they bring like your kids gifts because like you're too broke to get them some.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I got a topic about that. I really do. So, well, first of all, I had a dream about Diana last night. It's pretty fucking weird. So.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't know what I was doing. I was somewhere. We were somewhere, and then all of a sudden, she started yelling at me at some about something. I don't remember it. And all I said was like, "Shut up, you dirtbag hoe!" And then all of a sudden, I woke up. I was like, "Damn!" I wanted to see how she would react.
Damn! Oh my god! Speaking of dreams, earlier today I took a nap because I always take a nap, and I had a dream that there was a school shooting at my son's school. Right. Not the best dream. But, and so you know how there's cops and all that fun stuff. Well, I woke up from that dream and I was like, well, I have no notices, nothing on Facebook. It was all just a dream. I walk to my son's school and there's fucking police everywhere. I was like, what the hell?
That shit would be scary like, as fuck.
Oh, I was like, my heart kind of dropped and I was like, what's going on? They had a freaking demonstration at the school with, like, the police and the dogs.
Y'all just scaring us. Like, it's that, never like, good when you guys show up. Either someone's going to jail or someone's died.
Exactly. Especially if you just had that dream, like, an hour before you got there. Wow. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, like, I freaked out a little bit, but it was a police demonstration. Everything's good.
The other night, I had my, well, because I, have you guys ever had, like, a sleep paralysis thing?
Yes.
I haven't had them in a while, but the other night I did, I was, like, it was, like, 2 in the morning. It was, honestly, it may have been the night that I think mom's anniversary for her death. But I'm not too sure, but, like, I was awake because I thought Carlene, like, sat up in her bed. On the bed, and then like she would, all she said is "oh shit." That's all I heard, And then I was just like, what? And then I couldn't move. I was just like, my head was just like, or my whole body was just like, just on the, just flatlined on that bitch. And I couldn't move. And she was just like staring blankly down into the closet. And I was just like, what the fuck? And I was trying to get up to go see what was going on. I couldn't get up. But then like, I ended up waking myself up.
Oh, wow.
That shit's hard to do when you're trying to wake yourself up. Like, I hate it.
It's the worst struggle ever. And I, right? I woke up and I fucking stayed up for like an hour. I couldn't go back to sleep. I even smoked a bowl. I was like, fuck. I, for real, I turned on the hallway light. I was like, nope.
Yeah, around mom's anniversary last year and this year, I have the same dream and I do not like it. It's, I'm reliving the moment that we got to see her last, over and over and over. Like, it's all night for almost a week. I have that dream. When I, at night, it's the weirdest thing. I don't know if it's because she wants me to remember or because subconsciously, like, that's what's on my mind or something. But seeing mom lay there almost every night is not fun.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the one time we lived through it was enough, but can you imagine every night for almost a week?
Yeah.
Or do you ever get that still?
Oh, yeah. Every year. I relive the day that cops go over to my house, knock on our door, tell us that if we knew a Raúl Antonio Maldonado, he said, yeah, and we think, oh, he's in trouble. He's like, we need you guys to come down to the hospital and identify him.
That's the worst thing to hear when you hear the word identify.
And they gave us his driver's license and social security. And they're like, what was going on? And it's like, your son has experienced a rollover accident. And I remember one officer was like taking off his hat. And he says, he did not survive.
And this wasn't it like 1-2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. And then, so that happens and everything. And my mom and my dad go fucking hysterical. And I'm trying to keep my cool. And I'm like, is he okay? And the officers are like, no. It's like, I'm not going to lie to you guys. He's passed away on site. We took him to memorial. And we're like, oh, I was like, okay. And my mom's freaking out.
My dad, you guys said that she was outside yelling for him.
Yeah. So I remember getting in my car, right? And then my mom calls Papu, and my Papu's like, well, come and pick me up. And sure enough, he would go pick him up and everything, and we go to the hospital. And I'm in the waiting room. I remember being in the waiting room. And still to this day, it's kind of like still embedded in my brain. Mm-hmm. And I go, and my mom comes in, she's all telling us that, no, it's him, and this and that. I'm like, damn. And I'm like, you want to go see him? And I'm like, well, I want to go see if he's okay. And like, I'm in this shock. Like, I'm like, no, he's fine. They're just fucking around. And no, sure enough, I saw him on the table. And that image of him being on that table still, like, burns in my head. Like, every day I think of it. It's weird.
Yeah, and then, I didn't get to see that because I got the phone call late because that night, for some reason, I decided to leave my phone on fucking vibrate.
Uh-huh. Well, that was
good. I think
there's
a reason for it. Like, I don't think I needed to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty fucked up. Like, I couldn't believe it, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, been in my brain every day. Like, and the sucky part about it is that I live in Anthony, so we buried him in Bavo, so I pass Bavo every morning, you know what I mean? So it brings
flashbacks right away. We're in the area. I just always stare in that direction because you can see that big old cross.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, you know, it's unfortunate we lost our loved ones and everything early, and then he gets to see, like, you know, every day I think about it, I'm like, man, he could have been here and played with his nieces and nephew and stuff like that. And,
because she's always fucking ignoring me. I'll write her. She won't want me back for like 3 days.
Wait, who?
Like, Amanda.
You said Amanda?
She will not open the message. Oh. Yeah, Amanda. She will not open my message or anything. Sometimes I'll call her and she won't answer. And I'm like, I called her. She called me and she's like, why do you bug? I was like, dude, fucking text me back almost daily. She's all, why? I'm all, because every pregnancy I've lost someone. So if you don't text me back, I freak out. So at least say you're alive. Damn. She's just like, well, you see me post online. I'm like, no, I don't. Like, freaking text me. She doesn't want to be part of the group chat no more, but at least write me every day or every other day. Let me know you're alive or something. Right. She will leave me on read for like a week.
Wow.
She's a little shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It scares me. Like, I make frequent phone calls to Pop, who I call him like every day or every other day or so. I call my dad or write him every day. I even try to call Grandma a few times a week. Like, I don't know. Matthew got me thinking on that long time ago, like after I had Aria. He was just like, well, let us know next time you get pregnant so we all know to watch out.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Because, like, I always look like it's happened. It's not, it's just coincidence, I would say. But still, it was a joke. But I still think of it like, yeah, true. So if I bug a lot and you guys don't write me back, I'm going to keep bugging.
Right. Yeah, so that sucks. That sucks.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening.
You remember saying that as a joke a while back ago.
Oh, yeah.
This before I was pregnant again. And I was just like, you know, it's true. And I'm all like worried. That's probably just like these hormones are like crazy. So sometimes I just like start overthinking and I feel like I'm overreacting.
Huh? Yeah. Because shit fucking happens. Look how we lost Omar.
Dude, exactly. For real.
Like,
I wasn't pregnant.
Tell me that like shit just don't fucking happen. So it's just like, everyone needs to look out for each other and themselves because shit's crazy.
You never know when it's your time, you know?
Oh, yeah, but like, she could at least open my message so I know that she read it.
Mm hmm.
True. So let me get you guys' opinion on something. So the other day, I was reading something on Facebook. Because everything's true on Facebook.
Of course.
Unfortunately.
I trust memes more than I trust the news. I'm just saying.
You know what I mean? Like, I know that Trump's a fuckhead, like, about a million times, you know? You don't got time for this meme. Anyways, so I was reading something, and they kind of caught my eye and stuff like this. Do your kids believe in Santa?
No. My son ruined it for a lot of kids at school and stuff. Yeah. I think he ruined it for the girls too.
So Emily does believe in Santa. So this is what I was reading on the other day about the whole Santa thing. Okay, so you know how we used to get gifts and says, "Oh, from Santa" and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There's his mom that was like really pissed off that these people that are putting, oh, from Santa, that is an iPad or an iPod or a smartphone or something like really expensive. And, yeah. You know, his mom is like, you shouldn't be putting that because then there's other kids that are less fortunate and they get, you know, this plain, simple toy, you know what I mean? From, you know, like a small toy and it's from Santa. And they go to school, and the kids that get the bit of, like, the badass toy, you know, and they say, yeah, Santa brought it. And they make the other kids feel like, why am I different from them? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, who the fuck's sending their elementary kid with an iPad to school? Honestly.
Well, let me think about it.
Bad on the parents. That's the parents' fault for letting, like,
when my son had his phone, I didn't let him take his phone to school.
Yeah, like, I don't think they should, especially in elementary.
Yeah, so unfortunately, it's a day and age. Like, our kids nowadays are starting to text at the age of fucking 5, you know what I mean? Yeah. Put a sentence together so they, like, give them a phone and say, hey, call me when you get home and stuff like that. But, so my opinion to it is, like, fuck you, pretty much, because I work hard to provide for my kid, you know what I mean? And I'm going out of my way to work 2-3 extra shifts so my daughter or my son can have the best, you know what I mean? Because that's the way I want to make sure they have, like, top-notch stuff, because I didn't have it as a kid. Unfortunately, it turns them into a fucking brat, but you know what I mean? But it's true, right?
It is.
You're going to work hard for your kid to have something. And of course, and if they're still in the spirit of believing Santa, I'm going to put it for Santa. You know what I mean?
Not to mention, like, if it's from Santa, Santa comes once a year, so they won't expect daddy to buy them an iPod if the iPod breaks or the iPad. They're going to be like, oh, well, then I'll wait for Santa. That way it's, I guess, less on the parent.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, think about it. To your opinion, I know, like, right now, I know I'm struggling a little bit, you know what I mean? But I know that I'm going to work another second job so I can get out of that debt and stuff like that and go and start being able to afford things more, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm working hard. I'm going to get a second job. So this mom, let me mind you, this mom was pretty upset that the more fortunate parents are doing that and the less fortunate are like, hey, you know, my kid's a really good kid, but I only can afford this. And then also, so Erica brought up this thing. She's all like, you could have started saving from day one, January 1st till December 25th to buy, right? So it's true. Like, there's ways around this. You just can't blame the other parents that are willing to sacrifice some time to provide a bigger gift. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, there are parents that are completely struggling. Like, if Ralph didn't get his jobs, like, I was doing some struggling of my own. I managed my bills. I couldn't save. But the whole, well, Santa brought my kid this, Santa gives kids gifts, whatever, like, the way I see it, it doesn't matter what he gives as long as I get a gift, but you shouldn't be comparing gifts. Like, that's what the parents are teaching them, is that, oh, well, you know, they got an iPad, that's so cool, I wish I could get you one. That's comparing. And so the kids hear that, and they're just like, they want more because parents are comparing.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't compare. Just be happy that you got something. Be grateful for what you have. That's the parents teaching their kids that, like, I don't know. Like, sometimes, you know, you can't afford stuff. And that's the whole other thing why they're also trying to get rid of Santa.
Right.
Because Santa nowadays is everywhere and get kids different things. It's not just a stuffed animal.
Exactly.
And I mean, they got rid of, I don't know. Like, Aaron, he can want all he wants, but I'm not going to compare what he has to other kids. Like, oh, you know, they have better things because we can't afford it. I tell him he's got what he's got because we worked hard to get it.
Right.
So that he knows that you have to work hard to get nicer things.
Mm.
So, like, he understands the concept of money, and with life, you need to earn what you get, not just pry on other people or something. I don't know.
So, I'm confusing myself. Right. So, let me tell you. So, if you had Erica's and I salary, or Matthew's and Carlene's salary, would it be different?
It would be, because your guys' salaries, like, what you guys may compare. Well, first off, I wouldn't be behind in bills. And I mean, I got my son some cool stuff. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I got him. I won't say it in case he's awake listening, but I got him what I felt was more out of my budget, but he deserved.
if I had your guys' income, I would have gotten him more to go with it, or at least something more electronical. Mm-hmm. I got him something to play outside because he needs to be outside more. Like, income does vary on what you get your kids, but with what you have, do what you can.
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't, I guess it's because we grew up not having money.
Pretty much.
So,
like, my parents were retired, and then, I mean, it was all fun and games. Like, when my parents worked all the time, you know, and they were more financial supporters rather than emotional supporters. You know what I mean? Right. So, and I kind of feel like me and Eric are that way with Emily and Josiah sometimes, because some days we come home and we're like tired because we work so many days, but at the same time we're like, you know, we're doing it for them so they don't have to struggle at the end, you know what I mean?
And then we get them the cool things and stuff so they can be occupied so we can chill.
Exactly.
I did text you guys what I got him. I mean, originally I wanted to get him a new tablet, because his last one, he left on the floor and Emily stepped on it because she didn't know it was there because his room was a mess, and it cracked the screen. And that was Aaron's fault for leaving it on the floor. So, I mean, I could get him a tablet to replace it, but does it mean he needs one?
Right.
So I got him something else to get him outside.
Right. What's your take on it, Matthew? Like, what do you think? Because you're just quiet.
No, I'm just listening to you because y'all talking. But honestly, like, with it, it's just because I don't like believe in. Well, like, my kids don't believe in it. But my take on it would just be like, it's just really up to the parents on how they, like, they tell their kids about it. I believe, like, because if they're throwing Santa in on it, like, they gotta, like, just explain it to them and let them know, like, don't, like, rub it in other kids' faces, honestly. Like, hey, you need to, like, keep this maybe to yourself, or don't throw it out there, like, hey, I got this, and, like, rub it in their face, you know?
Right. Yeah. But, you know, some of these kids don't really know what's flaunting and stuff. They're just gonna go, they're excited they got something from somebody that doesn't really, you know, existence. They're like, oh my god, look at what Santa brought me. You know, a 5-year-old who might do that, you know what I mean? And unfortunately, yeah, there's some kids that are really more in advance and be like, oh well, I only got a remote control car that I gotta play with outside that runs out of battery like in 2 minutes.
I mean, it's not bad for the kids to at least tell, you know, be like, hey, I got this, you know. But for, you know, the kids go home, tell their parents, like, oh, yeah, you know, my friend said that Santa gave him an iPad. And then the parents take it to the extreme. That's when it's showing the kids the whole, that's why our freaking kids are all messed up nowadays. Because parents are complaining. And I think that's what's messing up the generation, is the people that take it too far with the complaining about certain things.
People just offended about everything nowadays. Like, there's honestly, the word offended. It's just like everybody has their opinions, and nobody can, and a lot of people can't accept another person's opinion for some reason. It's like they want them to have that same state of mind as them. And it's just like, I don't want to, like, they want them to be just like you. It's just like, what the fuck?
No, for sure.
You know what people should do around the world now, or at least in the U.S., because that's where all the idiot people are with the complaining. Now, mm-hmm. Every year they should get a box, wrap it, say it's from Santa, inside should be an IOU. That way no one gets anything from Santa.
Guys, let's just stage a video of Santa and just, like, just rob him and just tell all the little kids that this is why... This is why he couldn't get everybody good gifts.
But yeah, we should do that. We should start we should go viral for it, where they open up a gift from Santa and it has a big IOU in it.
Or a lump
of coal. Let's start it.
like, sorry, this is all I can afford today.
It's like, you're a good kid, but I owe you.
But yeah, that's, I don't know. That's what I was kind of like, when I was trying to read all the comments and stuff like that. And some lady was like, you know, I work hard and I put my time and effort on my kids, but I also want them to have the best because, you know, like same story as we did, you know what I mean? We work hard for our kids so they don't know the struggle and what we had, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I sacrificed myself and went to school and did all this crazy shit and stuff like that. And yeah, you know, sometimes it's a love and hate relationship on my career path, but at the same time, I did it for my kids and I did it for the wife so I can be the main supporter, even though Erica works like 3 jobs and shit, but...
She does it by choice.
Wait, she works exactly. 3 jobs, bro?
Yes.
She's never home, I'm assuming.
Well, she's home. It's just, so she goes and she gets up early too. She's up like by 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the morning, and she goes to work to be there by 4 and then gets off sometimes at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night. Sometimes. Not all the times. And then some days that on her days off, she'll work at the hospital like at 3 o'clock in the morning and get off at 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's not bad.
And then there's another job that she works with me, but she does like CNA work. So she'll go and bathe them and that's it. You know, after she bathes them, sets them up and then goes home.
That sounds like a lot.
Dang. So, I mean, is it by choice? And plus, too, like, we have so many goals that we want to accomplish before. Like, I want to go back to Vegas in March because that's our anniversary. And then our buddy of ours, like, decided to tag along when I told him about it. He's like, yeah, let me go because it's my birthday in March 8th. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, sure.
I don't know when I'll go on a vacation. I probably want to do it in June. That's my birthday, my anniversary, and I won't be pregnant.
Let me know, bro, because like I'm down to try to plan something.
Yeah.
We can see if my mother-in-law can watch him because she usually doesn't mind.
And if not, I can watch him if I can't make it.
March 8th, man.
Yeah, my daughter, like,
yeah,
my daughter is glued to my ass, guys. Yeah. When I'm in the hospital, she's gonna have to stay the night with me. Like, she will not sleep or anything for anyone. I can barely get, like, ask Matthew. He watched her for what, 3 hours? We went to bingo.
Well, you got 3 months to get her used to it. So, well, you
have doesn't help that Ralph isn't home. Like, I've been, like, not holding her as much. She doesn't sleep in my arms anymore. I got her off that a long time ago.
So, Matthew, like, look. Yeah, sorry. No, go ahead.
I was like, I play with her, but, like, I'm trying to get her not to be on my ass. It's not working. Like, I can't even go to the bathroom with the door closed. She's banging on it, crying her freaking lungs out, and I'm like, I have to pee. You can wait a moment.
I hate it when Emily is in the bathroom with me and I'm over here trying to take a peaceful shit. I think that's why I'm fucking constipated sometimes because she goes in and that's like, Dad, what are you doing? I was like, fucking taking the shit. Thanks. I went right back up my asshole, you know? And then I have to wait for a few hours. I can relax and make sure my bowels are fucking going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not pushing the fucking, I'm pushing the old shit back out, you know? That.
Lock the door, dummy.
Yeah, so that happened. So like, we're trying to plan the trip to go to Vegas in March. So they have a good pricing right now because it's the mid of March, like, it's not even like any holidays. When is spring break, anyways?
I think it's March or February or March.
March, February. I don't think it's in February. I think it's in March
or April, isn't it?
Hey Siri. No, I'm just kidding. I don't love Siri.
Sure.
Not yet.
But hey, Matthew, so I like I told Monica about the package. There's a package for two people, including flight and hotel. It's like $500. That's not bad. It's like $250 a piece.
Flight and hotel, it's not bad at all.
It isn't. So
I can't get Carlene to fly months. Though.
Flying, I know I was scared at first.
So we can drive. You know. I'm always down to drive. I like driving.
Oh,
honestly, being on a plane is really fun. I mean, I know I was really scared at first because, you know.
You should have seen me. I started drinking before we even got on the plane because I was so nervous.
We couldn't. When I first got on the plane, we couldn't drink because we left and got on our plane by 7 in the morning. I do know that we drank on the plane, and then we drank before the plane ride, a few of them. But you have to know that my first flight was very scary, and it was canceled. We're on our plane sitting down, and a luggage cart hit the fucking plane, so the whole plane, like, shook. And they kicked us off the plane. They're just like, oh, it's not safe no more. There's a big hole in it, and we're like, and then I was like,
Have you ever touched a plane? Like, actually touched that plane?
Dude, those planes are nothing, bro.
Yeah, they are like the thinnest fucking plastic ever.
Have you ever seen like pictures of like a bird hitting planes? Like, it'll completely destroy the nose of the plane.
Yeah.
No, I have not, because, well, I just try not to. Like, when I want to get on a plane, I did the stupidest thing before my flight the day before. I watched Final Destination 1, the one with the plane.
Yeah.
Is that the first one?
So, like, it's, like, the last part?
No, well, they have the plane crash, and then they die, like, in order because they didn't get in the plane. Yeah, don't watch Final Destination before getting on a plane.
Yeah. So Carly won't get on a plane?
She won't. I want to, honestly, because, like, I honestly want to travel the world and shit once my kids are of age and shit, which is, like, when I'm 40. So I want to start getting used to it. And
like, the one to Vegas, Woolly, what, takes 2 hours?
It's right? About an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's...
It's easy, like, once it's not that...
It's up in the air, like, it depends on how the takeoff is. It can be a little bumpy, but it's kind of fun, I would say. And then once you're in the air and it settles, you're good. I mean, you do hit the turbulence, but after the first one or two, your nerves calm down and you're good.
I'm always down. I'm afraid of heights, honestly, but...
So am I.
Because I want to visit Japan soon.
Japan would be fucking awesome.
I know, that's what I'm saying too, but those are bigger goals. Right now I want to just go to Vegas.
I want Ralph to go to Germany one more time to see his grandma before she passes. She's just getting old, and, you know? So yeah. I want him to see his family. I mean, he's got 1, 2 nieces. 3 nieces up there and a nephew. Like, last time we went, no one had kids. And then now there's 4 kids.
Wow.
And I want him to see his cousins and stuff.
Wow. No, but, like, I don't know. I really want to Vegas. So, now my goal is to actually try to lose 50 pounds before we go to Vegas.
Go on your diet.
I am. I really am. I'm going to do it because I'm like, oh, that'd be pretty cool. 50 pounds, go to Vegas, chill.
Honestly, I just want to go and gamble. Like, I could just go to Rio Doso, but I want to go there and gamble.
It's pretty cool. The gambling is pretty awesome there. I mean, I don't really gamble, but it's pretty cool.
We did the slot machine. I gamble when I can. Like, if I have money, I don't mind. Like, when I lived in Rio and we had extra money because, like, Ralph and I were both working and stuff, we always had a little extra money, so I would go gamble it, or we would do it. Most of the time, we would win, like, double our money back.
Oh, wow.
One time, we were feeling ballsy, And usually, like, we spend like $20 each. I mean, we were feeling ballsy. We both went in with a $100 bill. Like, we felt rich. Ralph cashed out at a machine at over $800.
Must be nice.
And then I cashed out on a couple machines at, I think, adding up to almost $500.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Yeah. It was good though, too, because that was a time when my roommate decided that he couldn't afford his rent. So I was like, oh yeah, I got extra money. Like, well, I didn't say that. Like, we didn't tell him, but I was just like, well, I'll look into it and see if we can. And I didn't want to, you know, let him know that we had it.
Right.
You know, you still got to show your struggle a little bit.
Have you spoken to Kevin?
Nope.
I see him sometimes, like his car around, but.
Yeah, I'm going to go grab some water. I'll be right back.
That poor dude, you guys, like, they left
all stranded by himself.
Hey, but honestly, like, that guy was too old to be living over there. Like, maybe that's kind of what he needed. He needs to be on his own. He can't be living with his mama all his life.
Yeah, that's true. That's
or
true.
Dad, I don't know which one, but
I think it's his stepmom and his real dad.
At the end of the day, it's just like, it's honestly better going, getting away from home. I'll be honest with that. Like,
what?
Whenever you leave from home, it's like you don't have that, you don't grow that dependency with somebody. So you learn how to live and hustle, like, to make ends meet.
Pretty much struggle.
Because pretty much when I came out here, bro, I didn't have nobody. Like, I had help out there. I didn't want help, bro. I was like, I'm tired of having help. I came out here and I hustled my ass up.
Right.
I was like, I got to do it on my own. I can't just be like, hey, can I stay with you, like, all the time. Like, I know sometimes shit gets rough, and I had to. I had to go back to Papu's house the first time I came here.
Yeah, like, it happens. I mean, I was in Rio at two-ish years, almost 2 years, and then we hit our downfall. I mean, honestly, we could have continued to live there, but I needed a roommate, and I couldn't live with my roommate anymore.
Yeah.
And I would have needed a roommate, and I was to the point where I told Rafael, I was like, we're going to go back to Cruces. We're gonna have this baby. We're gonna get our lives together, and then next move, no roommates.
That's how we were too. Like,
we because were... I mean, living with Papa was not bad. It really isn't. But no. At the same time, living with someone else, like a roommate, it's not a family thing to do. If you're single, who cares? But when you got family and kids, like, it's just different. I don't know. That's just how I felt. And I told him, like, I want to be able, when I put the kids in bed, to run around in my freaking underwear if I want to. Like, you can't do that with a roommate.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just the freedom and privilege that you have of having your own place.
Yeah. It's the same way, too. Like, me and Erica were living with, like, Juan and Alex, and then we moved back with Juan, and then we had Emily, and we ended up going with Juan still and stuff like that. No, and he got all upset about it that we moved out, because it's true. I felt like, hey, it's enough about the roommates. Let's start getting our own place so we can start, you know, managing ourselves and stuff like that. And, you know, let's finish what we started as a family and be a family and in our own home and privacy, you know?
Yeah, being roommates with friends, it really puts, or even family, it puts strain on that friendship or relationship. It really does.
Yep, it does.
Like, things that don't bother you start bothering you, or, like, you just feel like you...
Different lifestyles.
It is. Like, it is just... It's a struggle. Like, Kevin was good at first. It was good at... But then... His ways started kicking in. And he started, in my opinion, getting worse with his ways. And
you know, Erica, she has OCD. She likes everything to be clean and organized.
You and Emily fuck it up.
Yeah, we fuck it up. And then not only that, like, if Juan did anything or Alex did anything, like, it kind of bothered us. Like, it's like, ugh. Like, and then that's when we're like, okay, we're moving out.
And you know what? The biggest strain of it all is not the mess. The one thing that pushes people is food. Like, if they don't contribute and then they take, that is right there, like, that is what bothered me the most. You guys have heard my stories and how angry I get about it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to live in this house, like, buy the shit you're going to eat. If you're going to eat my food, replace it. But don't continue to eat my food and not replace it.
Right.
Matthew, you were there. What was it? Freaking Easter, remember? I had people, like, everybody over, and he comes home from work, and I didn't invite because I was mad.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
Papa's, are you going to invite him? I'm like, no. Like, contribute. That is one thing some people have issues with, is contributing food. Like, it doesn't have to be technically 50-50, but enough to make a difference.
Right. Like, hey, you sure do help me out. I got you. You know what I mean? Here's a burger.
Yeah. And then, like,
I'll give you.
I never asked for rent money back. Like, if I ever had to cover for him or we had to give him a little bit extra, like, I didn't care. Because we were paying 900-ish, 800 to 900 a month. And he would cover the rest, like, the 400 and something with, like, utilities and something.
Yeah.
See, that's a good deal, especially here in Albuquerque or Rio Rancho or Albuquerque.
Yeah, so, like, we would
go to, are you still there?
I'm still here.
All right, yeah, Monica, maybe her phone died.
Probably, or she ended up losing service or something. I don't know, man. It's already 11 o'clock, guys, and we are still rolling.
That time went by pretty fast.
It did. Her conversations went to an extent, man.
For real. Wonder if she's gonna come back on. Probably won't be for a little bit.
No, yeah. Well, I guess we could wrap it up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, just... oh yeah, it's been like an hour and a half.
Alrighty, Matt. Well, we'll talk to you. Of course, we always keep in contact with Facebook, but
yeah, again next week, or did you want to do it again?
We can. I mean, for more frequent, for more likes and stuff. I don't know if Monica showed you about getting paid and stuff like that. Like,
I saw something about it, but every time, like, when that stuff is popping up, I end up getting, like, a call at work.
Oh, yeah. So
then I totally, like, forget about it because it's, like, a 30-minute call or whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, apparently if you get 1,000 likes, it's, like, $10. Or 1,000 listens is what it's called. 1,000 listens. And it's a $10 bill.
And then if you start getting more, they start paying you more, honestly.
Yeah. But there's also different sponsors and stuff like that, so.
Yeah. So I'm down. It'll be it's a start. Like, we can at least maybe start doing, like, what, twice?
Maybe twice a week. I mean, it all depends because our schedule is pretty fucked up sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm always available on Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
See, we can do that, too. Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, this week we'll just do it once, and then next week we'll start planning it out a little bit more throughout the week. But, like, we need a little bit more topics to talk about and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I'll start writing some stuff down, too, some random stuff. We'll go through it.
All right, Matt. Well, see you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, for sure, bro. Later.
Good night. Good night.